This is Omel Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. The Omel Radio News at 11. I am Josephine Obodu. Good morning. The Development Education Network, the Catholic Organization for Overseas Development, and Onmil are collaborating to provide empowerment support to vulnerable youth in Bong, Lofa, Nimba, and Grand Gida counties. The initiative is intended to deliver life skills to the youth in order to make them useful. Dan L. Human Resource Director and Trainer Peter Dolo told Omel Radio, in addition to transforming the lives of these vulnerable youths, they also want to reduce the level of risk in them. He said the main objective was to help ensure a violent-free electoral process. Mr. Peter Dolo said they are targeting 100 beneficiaries per county. The head of Bomi Marketing Association says the hike in the U.S. rate and basic commodities on the market is a major challenge for marketers in the county. According to Madam Kumba Barry, the constant increase in the exchange rate to that of the Liberian dollar is creating a serious economic hardship for local traders. Madam Barry told Omi Radio that, due to the prevailing circumstances, marketers are unable to buy goods and services, which is resulting to serious economic threats for citizens living in the county. She said if nothing is done by central government to ensure that the U.S. rate is regulated in the country, the poverty rate could increase among marketers, finding it difficult to regularly carry out their businesses. The special representative of the Secretary General in UNMIL, Farid Zarif, has called on all peacekeepers to continue to maintain the highest standard of professionalism. According to SRSG Farid Zarif, UNMIL peacekeepers have over the years contributed significantly to peace, security and stability in Liberia. Mr. Zarif also urged peacekeepers to remain proud of their profession regardless of the many challenges they face. The SRSG was speaking at a joint medal parade where over 300 peacekeepers received UN medals for their vital support and contribution to UNMIL. The over 300 peacekeepers who received UN medals are from Nigeria and Pakistan. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Zimbabwe's army chief has warned those responsible for purging the country's ruling ZANU-PF party to stop, or the military will step in. The rare intervention comes just a week after President Robert Mugabe sacked his deputy Emmerson Mnangagwa. General Constantino Chiwenga, who appeared at a news conference with another 90 senior army officers, did not refer to anyone by name. Mr. Mnangagwa, once seen as a successor to Mr. Mugabe, has fled into exile. Mr. Mugabe's wife, Grace, who is now the favorite to succeed her husband, referred to Mr. Mnangagwa as a snake which must be hit on the head. And Theresa May has launched her strongest attack on Russia yet, accusing Moscow of meddling in elections and carrying out cyber espionage. Addressing leading business figures at a banquet in London, the Prime Minister said Vladimir Putin's government was trying to undermine free societies. Mrs. May said it was planting fake stories to sow discord in the West. But she added, whilst the UK did not want perpetual confrontation with Russia, it will protect its interests. Her comments are in stark contrast to those of US President Donald Trump, who last week said he believed President Putin's denial of intervening in the 2016 presidential election. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is due to visit Russia next month. That's the Omel Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/UNMIL2003, or Twitter/UNMIL News. I am Josephine Obodu.